Dr. Duncan is encouraging Vincentians to continue to take precaution with regards to COVID-19. And the Medical Officer of Health reiterated the importance of the vaccines as they offer protection from severe illness and death from COVID-19.
Contrary to popular view, COVID-19, the pandemic has not ended. The pandemic is very much, still there. So it is not ending. So all the precautions that we have urged you to take before, we continue to urge you to take them. Keep your hands clean, wear your mask, keep your distance. And of course, a good public health tool that we've been able to employ for this pandemic are vaccines. Vaccines are still available. Vaccines are very, very, very safe. We have data that shows that they are safe. And we encourage people to continue to get vaccinated to protect themselves from severe disease and death of COVID-19. Well, the social distancing is not under the new SNROs because the amount of persons we could put in a particular space has increased. So I mentioned that mask wearing still remains. So you could gather a little closer, more people in a single space, but please still try to use the mask if you are able to do so. Of course, we don't expect you to use a mask if you're sitting, eating, or having a drink. I mean, clearly, that's not part of it. But once you are able to wear a mask under these conditions, you should wear one.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, an 80-year-old woman is the latest person in Barbados to die from COVID-19. She was unvaccinated and succumbed to the viral illness. Her death brings the number of casualties from the virus in Barbados to 380. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 33,366. Internationally, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said governments and pharmaceutical companies need to work together in a better way to deliver vaccines to every person everywhere and not simply in the wealthiest nations. He was addressing the Gavi COVAX International Vaccine Equity Initiative's Advanced Market Commitment Summit 2022, which saw world leaders commit $4.8 billion to help lower-income nations boost vaccination rates and secure better access to new vaccine procurements. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.